We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined now by Michael Angelucci, Level Financial Advisors, with a look at the current economic picture. Michael, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Not too bad. A little confused, to be honest. We spent most of the last couple of months talking about the possibility. Then it turned into the likelihood of an oncoming recession. And now we're starting to see, it seems like a little bit of a shift. It's not as if things are magically cheap again, but gas prices have been leveling off over the past week or so across the country. So is the price of lumber. A lot of other commodities that we're looking at, everything from wheat and corn, a lot of different things seem to be cooling off in price. And inflation itself seems to be cooling just a little bit. Yet it still seems like, meanwhile, the job market's been as hot as ever. Yet it still seems like the overall outlook has been pretty dim. What's going on?
That's the question. The outlook is gray. It's improving, but I don't think we're out of the woods with things yet. Some of these commodity prices that you're seeing going down dramatically, copper's down 30% off its high. These are actually indicators of a possible recession. This is the commodities are sold in the future. Futures markets, so people are worried about the price in the future. So there's going to be, the thought is there will be less demand for commodities because of a recession. I'm not predicting a recession, but this is an indicator that the economy may be cooling down, which on the one hand is good for inflation, right? With prices coming down, that'll make prices cheaper, but it may also be bad for gross domestic product, which we are seeing the gross domestic product output probably will be lower for the second quarter in a row. So again, that's kind of an indicator of a recession. But to your point, there's a lot of other positive metrics that we're seeing. Supply chains are being cleaned up a little bit. As you said, I think there's better food harvest. So grain prices are coming down. Fuel prices are coming down. The labor market is good. There's this talk of a potential recession with a strong labor market, which is you don't usually see go hand in hand. But what we do know is that the Fed has not determined that they've got inflation under control. So they're probably still going to go ahead with another 75 basis point increase if they're meeting later this month. A lot of this has been confirmed by the meeting minutes that came out yesterday, that the Fed number one priority is to get inflation under control. And even if that means that the economy goes into a short-term recession, and what Powell has said is they're not going to take their foot off raising, the gas of raising inflation, or the brakes, I should say, until they see a consistent series of reports showing inflation is under control. So we're going to have these cross currents of information and data confusing people for a while, confusing myself for one.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy to look at and kind of take all the information in. When it comes to certain things, as mentioned, we're seeing some prices able to level off a little bit. What different types of things do you see continue a meteoric rise, a rise in price, whether that's a grocery store? What things do you see maybe cooling off a little bit? For example, I feel like when we're talking about lumber, some building supplies and materials, that price leveling off or coming down a little bit, plus the interest rate hike from the Fed. you know, maybe that means a cooling off of this housing market. But at the same time, you know, you look at automobiles and the lots are still empty in a lot of places around Western New York and the country. So it doesn't look like that could be cooling off anytime soon. Where do you see maybe the things that are going to keep going up and the things that might be cooling?
I think the things that we'll see cooling are food, fuel, imports, the dollar strong. So you're going to see some things, the price stabilizing or maybe going down. The housing is still a major issue. There's still a lack of supply relative to the demand. So we're probably not going to see housing prices go down too much until more supply comes online and the interest rates take effect. We do know that people have come out of the market for home purchases because of the interest rate increases, but it hasn't brought down those housing prices. The demand still exceeding the supply. So I think we're still going to see housing prices remain strong. That market's going to be strong, still a seller's market. But I think other areas will probably start to see come down. Hopefully gasoline will continue moving downward, and the food prices should start to become a little better because we're having higher than expected harvests. You know, these harvests are coming in a little better than they thought a few months ago. So that's positive news.
Stock futures seem to be up, a few days of gains on the S&P at least. What is there any news, good news? I'm looking for good news here, in case you couldn't tell. Good news for people who are kind of drawing on a 401k or kind of, you know, in the short term, relying on money they might have in the markets?
I think in the short term, it's still going to be volatile because of all these things we've talked about. The market's constantly weighing, you know, where things are going, what the long-term value of stocks are going to be. But we've had a horrible first half of the year, one of the worst first halves for stocks and bonds in history. So I'm not calling a bottom, but things couldn't get much worse. And there's a lot of other positive signs that say things may turn around. When I look at everything I read, everything I hear, listening to different experts on podcasts, the trend is actually more positive than negative, taking all this information into account. So consumers have $18 trillion in cash. Household cash is at $18 trillion. Company balance sheets are strong. Bank balance sheets are strong. So companies and households actually are financially strong, better than they have been. So those are positives. So I think in the long run, things are going to be okay, provided, you know, we don't have some sort of other negative force that we can't foresee at this point. It seems like that we're getting through this. It one would think it can't get much worse. And based on all the other positive signs we're seeing, the hope would be that we start a positive trend up. But I think going back to what I originally said, there's still going to be some volatility because there's still not a definitive path yet. But I think the trend from what I'm seeing in an overall kind of outlook is more positive than negative.
Hey, that's the good news that we like to leave it at. Thanks so much, Michael, for joining us. Michael Angelucci is with Level Financial Advisors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.